tell you my Vista Del Mar story. That's a favorite.
Okay.
When I was a brand new ensign, ensign's the lowest rank. When I was a brand new ensign on my first ship, I had been on board for maybe a month. And we were doing a project on the coast of California where the ship would go from one harbor, you know, would stay in one harbor for 3 days doing work. We were doing estuarine contamination research.
Right.
And then, you know, we'd move down 60 miles to the next harbor and work there for 3 days. And I was given the mission of driving a suburban truck with a bunch of pre-positioning gear up to the next town that the ship would be at in a day, and arranging for a berth for the ship, a place for us to tie up, and a crane to lift a hydraulic ram that had broken off the ship so it could be repaired. Because until this got repaired, we couldn't use one of our launches, so the ship couldn't do as much work as it should. So this is my first big test as a new officer. It's like drive up and take care of all these arrangements. And the ship was going to come in at, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon the next day. And I was going to drive up in the evening and start it, you know, early in the morning and get all these arrangements taken care of. So I drove up to the town, spent the night in a hotel. Next morning, bright and early, got up. First place I went was the Coast Guard base. We usually use Coast Guard facilities whenever we can. And asked them if we could tie up there, you know, that afternoon, and they just looked at me and said, no, we got this cutter here, we don't have any space, sorry. End of story. Next, I went to the Port Authority. It was in Eureka, California. I went to the Port Authority, the harbor master, trying to find a place for us to tie up. And I'm talking to secretaries, you know, they're saying, well, I can make you an appointment for next week. And I'm like, no, I got to get a ship tied up in about 3 hours. Can you help me? Who do I need to talk to? I wasn't getting anywhere. And I was so young, I didn't know, you know, sometimes you have to be a little bit more forthright in getting your point across. And I wasn't good at that yet. So, make a long story short, I never got anywhere. And I was trying to make a couple of phone calls to get some guy to pick up a hydraulic ram. But nobody, I didn't know how much it weighed, nobody would come do it. And especially if I didn't even know where the ship was going to be, it was kind of pointless to be trying to arrange this. I had to get a dock for the ship first. And I worked like crazy, but I wasn't making any progress at all, and I was really feeling bad. Like, I'm a total failure. I'm not getting anything done. They're going to hate me. And back then, we didn't have cell phones. This is in the early 80s. But I had a little handheld radio. They were going to call me on when they got close. And they were starting to get close enough because I could hear people on the ship talking on the radio. And I'm like, oh, God, they're almost here and I don't have anything. What am I going to do? And I just realized it was like 11:30 in the morning. I'm starving to death. I'm low blood sugar. And, you know, 100 yards from this dock, there's a restaurant called the Vista Del Mar. And I went in there and I said, I got to get something to eat. I'm starving to death. And I'm not getting anything done anyway. Just wait for the ship and tell them I failed. So I go in, and I sit down, and I order a beer and a sandwich, and I'm just head against my head, all depressed, and the bartender says, you don't look very happy. What's wrong? And I explained everything that I was supposed to do and how I hadn't gotten anything done. And this bartender is an old-timer in the town, and he knows everybody. He says, so how big's the ship? I'm like, 175 feet, 12-foot draft. He makes a phone call, boom, we had a berth. He says, how big is this hydraulic ram? And I'm like, 3,200 pounds, you gotta be able to reach. He arranged for a crane that could come out on the dock and pick it up. He took care of everything I had to take care of with just a couple of simple phone calls, because he knew the people in the area. And I went from total despondency to having not accomplished anything and being a huge failure to everything was done. And as soon as this guy said, okay, that's it, the captain starts calling me on the radio and says, are you ready for us? I'm like, 15 minutes ago, nothing was ready. Now it's all ready. He said, yeah, come on in. You'll turn around. You'll tie up right here. I'll be standing on the dock. It was amazing.
That's great.
And the only thing I can say is, you know, don't give up
right
until it's over, because, you know, things can turn around very quickly.
It's a great story.